again?
Yeah, that's okay.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. Chapter 12.
Yasman
no dvijate
loko
lokan
no
dvijate
jaya
harsamarsa bhavo dvegayar mukto
ya
Sachame
priyaha
Yasmano dvijate loko
Yasmano dvijate
loko Lokano dvijate chaha
Lokano dvijate chaha
Harsa marsa bayo dvegayar
Harsa marsa bayo dvegayar
muktaya sacha me priyaha yasmano dvijate loko lokano dvijate chayaha
lokano dvijate chayaha
harsa marsa payo dve gayar
harsa marsa payo dve gayar
muktaya sacha me priyaha
muktaya sacha me priyaha
yasmat उद्विजते
उद्विग्न होतो
disturbed by anyone, was equipoised in happiness and distress, fear and anxiety, is very dear to me.
ज्याच्या मुळे कोणीही उद्विग्न होत नाही आणि जो इतर कोणामुळे उद्विग्न होत नाही, जो हर्ष आणि दुःख, भय आणि चिंता यामध्ये समभाव असतो, तो मला अत्यंत प्रिय आहे. या श्लोकात भक्ताच्या आणखी काही गुणांचे वर्णन करण्यात आले आहे. अशा भक्ताद्वारे कोणालाही कष्ट, चिंता, भय किंवा असंतोष होत नाही. भक्त सर्वांप्रती दयाळू असल्यामुळे दुसऱ्यांना त्रास होईल असे काहीही तो करत नाही. त्याचबरोबर इतरांनी जरी भक्ताला त्रास देण्याचा प्रयत्न केला तरी तो उद्विग्न होत नाही. भगवंतांच्या कृपेने तो साधनेमुळे इतका प्रगत झालेला असतो की तो कोणत्याही बाह्य उपद्रवांनी क्षुब्ध होत नाही. वास्तविकपणे भक्त सदैव कृष्ण भावना भावित असल्यामुळे आणि भक्तीमध्ये संलग्न असल्यामुळे अशा भौतिक परिस्थितीमुळे तो विचलित होत नाही. सामान्यत याविषयी मनुष्याला जेव्हा आपल्या शरीरासाठी किंवा इंद्रिय तृप्तीसाठी काही आढळते तेव्हा तो अतिशय आनंदी होतो. परंतु आपल्याकडे नसणारी इंद्रिय तृप्तीची साधने इतरांकडे पाहिल्यावर तो दुःखी होतो आणि इतरांचा द्वेष करू लागतो. जेव्हा त्याला आपल्या शत्रूकडून प्रतिकाराची अपेक्षा असते तेव्हा तो भयभीत झालेला असतो आणि जेव्हा तो यशस्वीपणे काही करू शकत नाही तेव्हा तो खिन्न होतो. जो भक्त सदैव अशा विकारांच्या पलीकडे गेलेला असतो तो श्री कृष्णांना अत्यंत प्रिय असतो.
ॐ अज्ञान तिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनसलक्षणः चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोमिष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपाकृतामह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुवैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां सार्वजातं सहगणगगनान्वितं तं सजीवं साधयतां सावधूतं हरिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पथे
Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanostute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Padinanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasani Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare
Shri Prabhupada Ki
Jai
Krishna in this verse is speaking and he's explaining what is the characteristic of a devotee who he says is very dear to him.
Sri Krishna ya shloka madhe kyana priya asnara jo bhakt ahe tya bhaktachi kay lakshan ahe te ya shloka madhe sangat ahe.
All living entities are dear to Krishna, but then in this verse he says very dear. When one becomes recognized by the Lord, he becomes very dear to the Lord. And here are some of the characteristics or qualities that make one very dear. They don't put others into difficulty. One of the miseries of this material world is called Adi Bhautika. It means sufferings caused by other living entities. This is quite common. And we see it happens from different categories of living entities. And in many cases, it cannot be prevented. But Krishna says here, one who doesn't cause any difficulty to any other, that's one of the qualities that makes that person dear to Krishna. In other words, a devotee knows how to behave. Knows how to act. He knows how to behave. He or she knows how to conduct themselves. When Srila Prabhupada was asked, how can one tell a devotee? But what is the main character of a devotee? Characteristic. And that is, he's a perfect gentleman, Prabhupada said. Or in the case, gentle lady. So what that means is that they give respects to everyone. Devotee respects everyone. Devotee is not envious. A devotee is not impolite. The devotee doesn't cause any other living entity distress. This is one of the main qualities that makes that a devotee dear to Krishna. And Krishna says here, Prabhupada says here, that even if someone causes a devotee some distress, never mind. He doesn't retaliate, he doesn't become angry. He tolerates. He tolerates difficulties coming towards him, but he's very careful never to give others difficulty. Lord Chaitanya told Sanatan Goswami. Now, Sanatan Goswami was a pure devotee of the Lord.
Sanatan Goswami ek shuddha bhakta hone Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ke Sanatan Goswami na mana rahe.
And he said, you are the best of all devotees because you are fixed in the transcendental loving service of the Lord and your behavior is ideal. And Lord Chaitanya went on to explain that the behavior of a devotee is like a decoration on the body of that devotee. Just like this flower garland is a decoration, and there's some very, what we say, prominent, outstanding flowers that can be noticed easily. So this is, we might say, an external decoration. And it's noticed easily. In the same way, a devotee's behavior is like his decoration, his ornament. And the main thing is the devotee gives respects to everyone. And some people are not respectable just by their nature, their character. But still, a devotee gives respects. Why? Because when we respect another living entity, we're actually respecting God in the heart of that living being. God is situated as Super Soul, Antaryami, the indwelling manifestation of Himself in the hearts of all living beings. So one who causes disturbance, anxiety, or disrespect to others is actually causing disturbance to the Lord in the heart within that person. This is the finer points of Vaishnava behavior. And Lord Chaitanya says, Vaishnava behavior makes one beautiful, both in the eyes of the Lord and in the eyes of people in general. Srila Haridas Thakur, he was the ideal of Vaishnava. Just like we say, Namachare, Srila Haridas Thakur ki. He is Namacharya. He is the proponent of teaching the glories of the holy name throughout the world. But not only did he chant the holy names of the Lord, but he also was a preacher. And he would preach the glories of the Lord by spreading the holy name in different ways. And his behavior was ideal. Sanatan Goswami, he said to Haridas Thakur, he said, some people, they preach the glories of the Lord, but their behavior sometimes is not good.
Sanatan Goswami ek Haridas Thakur na manale ki kahi log prachar karta pan tyancha achar itka changla nasto.
Sometimes we see that preachers there, they preach but still they have some abominable characteristics.
Kadhi kadhi apan pahato ki kahi prachar prachar kartat pan tyancha madhe kahi vrnaspad ashe dekhil lakshan astat.
It happens. And then there's others who don't preach, but their behavior is very nice.
काही जण असे असतात की जे प्रचार करत नाही पण त्यांचं आचरण मात्र खूप चांगलं असतं.
And Sanatana Goswami said, but Haridas Thakur, you are ideal. You are preaching and your behavior is perfect.
Sanatana Goswami, Haridas Thakur, na manale, tumhi matra adarsh ahat, karan tumhi prachar dekhil karta aani tumcha achar dekhil adarsh ahat.
Actually, people will judge us not so much about what we say, but how we act towards them and how we act in general.
लोक बऱ्याचदा आपण काय बोलतो त्यामुळे प्रभावित होणार नाही पण आपण काय वागतो किंवा कसं त्यांच्याप्रती आणि सर्वसाधारणपणे वागतो याबद्दल ते ठरवते.
If people see that devotees are not behaving nicely, they will criticize our movement, they will criticize the spiritual master.
जर बाहेरचे लोक पाहतील की भक्त एकमेकाशी नीट वागत नाही आहे तर ते या आंदोलनाची किंवा गुरूंची निंदा करतील.
And when they see the behavior is nice, then they will praise both the spiritual master and the movement.
परंतु ज्यावेळी त्यांना दिसेल की भक्तांमध्ये आचरण चांगलं आहे त्यावेळी ते गुरुंची आणि भगवंतांची प्रशंसा करू लागते.
There is one story, one of our senior sannyasis. Sometimes we chat the sannyasis, they travel on airplanes going different places in the world to preach. And one sannyasi, the plane had just landed and he was late, so he was rushing to get off the plane. So he was trying to get ahead of everyone. And one lady, she saw that. And she said to him, is it against your religion to be polite? He was shocked. And he realized, yes, I'm not behaving properly. So this is important to understand that behavior really attracts the what we say, the attention and the mercy of the Lord. So a devotee never puts others in difficulty and he tolerates difficulty coming his way. Lord Chaitanya taught Trinadapi Sanichena Tayori Vasa Hishnuna Amanina Amanadena Kirtaniya Sadavahi, that the glories of the holy name can be constantly chanted by one who practices humility, tolerance, and what we say, respect for others, and not asking anyone to give respects to them. This is very difficult. To want to give respects to others, we do that sometimes. But we also want respect for ourselves, yes? And when people don't respect us, we become disturbed. But a devotee is not worried of receiving respects because he knows that simply by serving the Lord, he is in the best position. Whether he gets respects or no respects, it doesn't matter. Actually, if someone gives us respect, then sometimes we become puffed up. Yes? And we think we're important. And then we expect respect all the time. And then when we don't get it, we think, what's wrong with that person? Doesn't he know who I am? He's in Maya. No, is that Krishna's in the heart of all living entities. So Krishna's telling, don't give him respect.
कृष्ण प्रत्येकाच्या हृदयामध्ये आहे ते सांगतात त्या व्यक्तीला आदर देऊ नकोस.
Yes, it's like that. But still, a devotee disrespects the others because he's respecting Krishna in the heart. So that is what we say, spiritual vision.
And तरी देखील भक्त इतरांना आदर देतो कारण त्याला हे माहिती आहे की प्रत्येकाच्या हृदयामध्ये भगवंत आहे आणि ही आध्यात्मिक दृष्टी आहे.
And this creates a nice environment amongst Vaishnavas.
आणि यामुळे वैष्णवांमध्ये एक चांगलं वातावरण निर्माण होतं.
When there's mutual respect, when there's kindness, when there's the desire to serve others, when there's actually affection based on spiritual activities, then we find that actually spiritual life, it becomes so wonderful. So wonderful.
And jyavali bhaktamadhe parasparamadhe neha adar ani je prem asto tyavali adhyatmik vatavaran dekhil khup sundar banto.
In fact, when the Lord sees that atmosphere, he gives his mercy in different ways. But when we see faults in others, and when we magnify faults, and then we speak about people's faults, and we find we become unhappy when someone does something, then the atmosphere becomes material.
ज्यावेळी आपण एकमेकांमध्ये दोष पाहतो, दोष मोठे करतो आणि आपण दुःख फक्त चर्चा करतो त्यावेळी हे सगळं वातावरण भौतिक बनून जात.
Would you like to hear a nice story?
तुम्हाला एक चांगली गोष्ट ऐकायची आहे का?
This is a wonderful story. It shows the power of Vaishnava appreciation.
हे खूप सुंदर गोष्ट आहे ज्यामध्ये वैष्णवांची प्रशंसा करणं, कौतुक करणं याविषयी सांगितलं.
Last night I spoke so many things about Christianity. Yes? Now I'll tell you a story from the Christian tradition. There was a monastery,
a
very successful, flourishing monastery in Europe. And there were so many brothers, monks living in the monastery. Every day people were coming, taking darshan, and the place was very successful. So, but after some time things changed. Less people started to come, gradually things started to go down, and soon many of the brothers, monks in the monastery, they were leaving, and pretty soon there was practically only 6 monks left in the whole monastery and nobody was visiting anymore.
आणि हळूहळू मात्र चित्र बदललं. अनेक लोक यायचे कमी व्हायला लागले. मंदिरामध्ये राहणारे जे प्रचारक होते ते पण कमी झाले आणि शेवटी मात्र फक्त 6 प्रचार 6 संन्यासीच केवळ उरले.
And then one day one of the brothers, he said to the head of the monastery, he said, you know, I just heard that there's the rabbi, he's the head of the Jewish tradition. He's the king, he's the head rabbi in this whole area. He's traveling. Why don't you go meet him and ask him what we can do to make our monastery successful again?
ते म्हणाले की जे ज्यूचे ज्यू प्रचारकांचे प्रमुख रॅबाय म्हणून आहेत त्यांना आपण ते तिथं भ्रमण करत होते त्यांना आपण का भेटू नये त्यांना विचारलं पाहिजे की आपल्या मंदिरामध्ये काय समस्या आहे.
So the abbot, he's the head of the monastery, he met the rabbi and they were talking, they were like good friends and they were discussing many spiritual topics. And then he said, you know, I have one question. We used to be a very successful monastery and so many people were coming, we had so many brothers, but now everything has gone down. What can we do? We know you are very learned, you have a great experience in spiritual matters. What can we do to bring everything back again?
पण आता सगळं काही खालावलेलं आहे मग काय उपाय तुम्ही सुचवाल.
The rabbi said, well, you know, I don't really know what to say, but I can tell you one thing for sure. One of the brothers that is living in the monastery, he is the next Messiah. He is chosen by God. He is the enlightened one.
आणि रेबाई म्हणजे मला खरं तर माहित नाही काय याचं उत्तर आहे, पण मला एक माहिती आहे की तुम्ही सहा जे भाऊ आहात त्यापैकी एक जण आहे त्याला तो भगवंतांचा प्रेषित आहे, त्याला देवाने निवडलेला आहे.
आणि
प्रभू विचारले की कोण आहे तो.
He said, I don't know.
ते मला माहित नाही.
But I can tell you for sure, one of them is.
आणि त्या सहापैकी उरलेले पाच पैकी मात्र एक जण प्रेषित आहे.
They spoke some more, then they left. The abbot went back to the monastery. All the brothers came and said, did you speak with the rabbi? What did he say? Did you ask him the question? Yes. Well, what did he say? He said, well, one of you is chosen by God. You're the next Messiah to bring spiritual teachings to the world.
त्यांनी विचारलं की काय, त्यांनी उत्तर दिलं आणि मग हे सांगू लागले तुमच्यापैकी एक आहे कोणते मसाया प्रमुख प्रचार करणार आहे तो जगाला सर्वत्र सर्व जगामध्ये प्रचार करेल.
And they said, well, which one?
ते पण विचारू लागले की आमच्यापैकी कोण आहे.
He didn't say.
त्यांनी काही उत्तर दिलं नाही.
So they didn't know. So they were looking, they were thinking, well, this one brother Joshua, you know, he sleeps a lot, but he works hard. And Brother Michael, he eats a lot, but he's always right when you ask him a question. And Brother, so they were seeing all the good qualities of each one because they were afraid one of them was the Messiah. So they were serving each other, not knowing which one was the Messiah.
सगळ्यांना एकमेकामध्ये पाहू लागले की हा जरी खूप झोपत असला तरी हा खूप कष्ट देखील करतो, हा ऐकायला जरी खूप खात असला तरी तो चांगले उत्तर देतो, आणि कोणीतरी आपल्यापैकी प्रेषित आहे म्हणून सगळेजण एकमेकामध्ये चांगले गुण पाहू लागले.
And then what happened? After some time, so many people started to visit again, and then many people joined, and the monastery became popular again, and so many things. Everything became like it used to be. It became a success. Why? Because they started to develop real, serious Vaishnava relationships.
And how did they do that? They came to Adar Devu Dharma, and they came to the temple, 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 and they came to the temple. And the temple was the same, and they came to the temple, and they came to the temple, and they came to the temple, and they came to the temple.
When devotees have respect for each other, when devotees serve each other, when devotees don't criticize each other, then Krishna is pleased. He sends his mercy in so many ways.
And when bhakta jyavar ekmekana adar detat, ekmekanchi seva kartat, premane vartanu kartat, then Sri Krishna tyachi krupa anek vidha margana pradan kartat.
Just like you want to build this temple.
Jasa tumhale mandir bandhayacha hota.
First you have to build that temple in your heart first. Then it will manifest here.
पहिल्यांदा मंदिर आपल्याला हृदयामध्ये बांधावं लागतं आणि मग हे बाहेर प्रकट होत.
Krishna wants that temple built, but he won't allow it to happen until we build strong relationships amongst each other. Because if we have a temple with weak relationships, then it will not be very productive, and then there will be problems.
Sri Krishna देखील मंदिर हवं आहे, पण त्यापेक्षा जास्त श्री कृष्णा जे दृढ संबंध आवश्यक आहे, कारण मोठं मंदिर असेल पण कमकुवत असे संबंध असते तर त्याचं ते जास्त फायदेशीर ठरणार
नाही. Devotee, he's a dosha darshi. He doesn't see the faults of others, he only sees the faults in himself. Everyone has good qualities, everyone has faults, but the devotee only sees the good qualities, he overlooks the faults. A bumblebee, the bees. He goes for honey, right? Madhu. Sweet, yeah. But the fly, he goes for stew. Where's Stu?
मधमाशी तिथे गुणगुणत मधावर मध कुठेही शोधत असते पण जी खाणेरी माशी असते तर ती मात्र विष्ठेवर बसते आणि प्रश्न विचारत असते की विष्ठा कुठे आहे.
So we should be a bee.
पण आपण माशी बनत पाहिजे.
Be a bee.
मधमाशी बनत
मधु मधु मधु
मधु.
This is devotee. Always sees good qualities in others.
भक्ता आहे तो मधमाशी प्रमाणे नेहमी चांगले.
But some people like to find fault, though. Yes? They can't help but find fault, right? That's their main service. And but one can dovetail that propensity by finding fault with oneself.
And this propensity, we can change it.
Then you'll have full-time engagement. Yeah, we should find fault with ourselves, and then that fault finding will be beneficial because we'll be able to correct it. So our devotee, he gives respects to us. It's mentioned in the Nectar of Instruction. There are 6 exchanges of love between devotees. Devotees have exchange is based on keeping Krishna in the center. How do devotees relate to each other? Do we talk about mundane news? Do we talk about what's happening in Mumbai's political areas? We talk about Krishna, we talk about devotional service. What is that? Agyati? What is it? Guyam Agyati Prichchati. That means to reveal your mind to someone and to hear someone's confidential thoughts. That means to speak about Krishna, to speak about devotional service, to speak about something that will bring people closer to Krishna. I remember when we first joined the Hare Krishna movement back in New Vrindavan, back in the early 70s, we started a little game. Because devotees were getting up very early in the morning, so when it came time for Bhagavatam class, everybody was sleeping. There's 2 mantras, one for sleeping and one for waking up. The one for sleeping is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
And the one for waking up is Sarira Avijajal. So the sleep mantra, when we would, the speaker would chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva, everyone sit. And then, so in order to keep people awake in class, we started this game. It was the duty of each devotee to ask another devotee sometime during the day, what did they say in class today? What did the speaker say? Something. Yeah, and then if he didn't know what to say, then we, you were slipping up. And you were caught. So the best thing was to stay awake, so when someone asked you, you could say something and then you would be speaking about Krishna and speaking about some philosophical topic. Just like when you leave here tonight, someone would say, well, what did Maharaj say? He said something. I know he said something. So sometimes it's hard to remember, but when you repeat, then you remember. If you're thinking, whatever I hear, I'm going to repeat. And when you hear something, you repeat it, and then when you repeat it, you remember it. Shravanam, kirtanam, smarnam. Smarnam becomes fixed when there is shravanam and kirtanam. When there's only shravanam, it's hard to have smarnam. You need kirtanam too. Yes. They did a survey in America. They're always doing some survey in America because they have nothing to do. So they're always doing some survey. And the survey was that people remember 10% of what they read, average. People remember very little what they read. They remember 20% of what they hear. If they hear something, 20% is retained, average. They remember 30% of what they see. We see so many things, but we only remember a few. We remember 50% of what we see and hear together. So if they're seeing and hearing simultaneously, then that increases to 50% remembrance. And we remember 70% of what we do. Just like I ask you, what did you do yesterday at this time? Why such a hard question? We have to really think, what did I do? Not this time, maybe because you were here last night, so you remember that. But generally, when we add something that we do, we have to think really hard to remember. And the last thing, and the most important, is we remember 90% of what we teach. So whatever you speak to others, whatever you teach to others, you remember the majority, practically all of that. So the best way to develop remembrance is to chant, hear, chant, and give to others. Speak. Become a preacher, become a carrier of spiritual messages.
आणि म्हणून सर्वात चांगला उपाय आहे की जे आपण श्रवण करतो त्याचा प्रचार केला पाहिजे, आपण प्रचारक बनलं पाहिजे, जो भगवत संदेश आहे तो आपण इतरांना दिला पाहिजे.
And that's Krishna consciousness, because Krishna says, always remember me.
आणि हीच कृष्ण भावना आहे की कृष्ण सांगतात की त्यांनी सदैव माझं स्मरण करा.
So this is the way to increase remembrance, by speaking.
आणि अशा पद्धतीने बोलल्याने आपली स्मरणशक्ती वाढते.
And that way we develop nice relationships with others too. Not only does it help us remember, but we become friends when we keep Krishna consciousness, spiritual subject matters in the center. We have so many things to do, but if we remember Krishna, speak about Krishna, Krishna will take care of the rest. A couple of weeks ago I was thinking, what do I have to do? Let me think, what do I have to do? I couldn't think of anything. But then I start thinking, well, let me just chant. So I was chanting, and when I was chanting, I was remembering what I had to do. Krishna tells you, hey, you're supposed to do this. The best way to be successful in everything is remember Krishna, chant Krishna, speak about Krishna, just keep Krishna first. Everything becomes
easier.
And the most important, we develop nice, right, Vaishnava relationships. Keeping Krishna in the center. Giving another person a gift, that is also a nice way to develop relationships with others. It's like maybe you have a gift in your house someone has given you. As soon as you see that gift, it reminds you of that person, right? Oh, this is such a nice gift. That person gave it to me. Therefore, there's a connection between that, you and that person, and you remember that person in a very nice way. This is Krishna consciousness. So speaking about Krishna to others, hearing about Krishna, giving gifts, receiving gifts, and also giving prasadam and receiving prasadam. Prasadam is a gift. When you give prasadam to others, you're giving Krishna in the form of prasadam. Prasadam is none different than Krishna. One time one devotee said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Krishna is prasadam, so can we eat prasadam all day and become Krishna conscious? You know what Prabhupada said? He said, yes, if you realize Krishna is prasadam. If you have that realization that Krishna is prasadam. If you don't have that realization, then don't do it. Yeah. When the Goswamis, of course they didn't eat much, but when they were eating, they used to chant while they were eating. They would chew, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So while they were eating prasadam, they were chanting also.
Goswami ahe, te jav prasad gaye chhe, pehla te baad kabhi prasad khaye chhe.
So when you give prasad to someone, that is giving Krishna in the form of food. And when you receive that, you're receiving Krishna in the form of food. That is an exchange of love between two devotees. For those of you who cook, you're in a good position to do nice seva for the devotees. Serving the devotees by offering nice food to Krishna, and Krishna is pleased, the devotees take that nice prasadam, you become happy, everyone becomes happy. This is Krishna consciousness.
Mm-hmm. स्वरूपाने भक्त पण ते स्वीकारतात सर्वजण आनंदी होतात आणि हे सुंदर सेवा आहे.
Someone asked Prabhupada, some devotees, they like to eat prasadam, and some devotees, they like to serve prasadam. Which is better? What do you think Prabhupada said? He said they're both the same. One is eating prasadam, one is taking Krishna in the form of prasadam, and one is eating Krishna in the form of prasadam. Same thing. We're giving. It's no difference. So Prabhupada says in the Nectar of Instructions, verse 4, he explains that these six exchanges of love is the basis on how this Krishna consciousness society is formed and develops. It's not like joint family. We just come together, everybody contributes some money. No, it's not like that. It's everyone comes together and keeps Krishna in the center. That is spiritual family. And in this way, Vaishnava relationships develop, and when Vaishnava relationships develop, Krishna is pleased, and when Krishna is pleased, his mercy comes in so many wonderful ways. So how we behave with devotees is fundamental and essential in everything we aspire for in our practice of Krishna consciousness. If you're chanting, depends on your relationships with devotees. If your relationships with other devotees was not good or strained or tense, it's very difficult to chant Hare Krishna. So chanting Hare Krishna is the Yuga Dharma. It's the essential principle of our practice, which gives us advancement towards the goal of life, but it's supported by proper Vaishnava relationships. So, of course, in Vaishnava relationships, there's different ways we interact with superior devotees that are senior to us. We offer respects, we listen and hear from them. For devotees who are same on the same level, we share Krishna consciousness together, practice those six loving relationships. And for those who are in a junior position, we raise them up by showing mercy to them in different ways. So these are essential. Devotee is humble, devotee is free from pride, a devotee gives respects to others, and devotee is enthusiastic in performing devotional activities. So Vaishnava relationships, chanting the holy names, showing mercy to others. Nam Ruchi, Vaishnava Seva, Jiva Doya. Lord Chaitanya's three-point formula for practicing Krishna consciousness in this age.
हरियाणा चेतन महाप्रभु ने तीन सुप्री सुप्री चेतन महाप्रभु ने संगीत है नाम रुचि जीव दया वैष्णव सेवा.
I have nice Vaishnava relationships with everyone except my husband and wife. Right? That's the problem. Your husband and wife is also a
Vaishnava.
We say my husband, my wife, my children, but actually they're actually Krishna's parts and parcels.
आपण म्हणतो की माझी पत्नी माझे पत्नी माझी मुलं खरं तर ते श्री कृष्णांचे अंश आहे.
So even in the family we practice their proper etiquette.
कुटुंबामध्ये पण हे आचार आपण असे वर्तन केलं पाहिजे.
We serve each other in according to how we're supposed to serve in that ashram.
आणि प्रत्येक आश्रमामध्ये जसं अपेक्षित आहे सेवा करणं त्या पद्धतीने आपण एकमेकाची सेवा केली पाहिजे.
It's difficult because we get become very familiar, and from familiar we become indifferent, or sometimes we become not only indifferent but contempto. In other words, we find faults, but still these things should not go on in the name of married life.
आपण एकमेकांमध्ये दोष पाहू लागतो पण असं घडता कामा नये पण वैवाहिक जीवनामध्ये.
So there's proper etiquette even in family life. How to behave in the family. How to serve each other in the proper way. As a wife serves, assists her husband. The husband goes out of his way to inspire and to uplift his wife in Krishna consciousness.
कुटुंबामध्ये पण हा आचार आपण पाळला पाहिजे की पत्नी आणि पतीची सेवा करते म्हणजे त्याला सहाय्य करते तर पतीचं पण कर्तव्य आहे की त्याने कृष्ण भावनेमध्ये तिचा प्रगती करणं.
It's all based on service. It's all based on service is the principle. Radhanath Maharaj was telling me a story one day. He was telling many people the same story. Two husband and wife, they were fighting. This is common, husband and wife fight. Yes.
Radhanath Maharaj sangat hote ki
husband and wife fighting is like it's like lightning with no thunder. It's not so serious. After some time you forget. Well, these were husband and wife, they were fighting every day. So they went to Radhanath Maharaj for some counseling. So Maharaj was saying, you know, you should, he said to the, each other, you should see that you are, said to the lady, you are his servant, and the man, you are her servant, you serve her, and you serve him, that way you serve each other.
मला सांगत होतं त्यांना की तुम्ही एकमेकांची सेवा कर, तू याची सेवा कर आणि तू हिची सेवा कर.
So they went home and then they start fighting again.
आणि घरी गेले ते परत आणि परत ते भांडू लागले.
They were saying, did you hear Maharaj? He said, you are my servant.
ते भांडत कशावर होते, महाराजांनी काय सांगितले, ते तुम्हाला सेवक आहे.
No, did you hear Maharaj? He said, you are my servant.
नाही, तू चुकीचं ऐकले, तू माझा सेवक आहे.
They got it all backwards. So it's not like that. Servant means to serve to please the other person. Service doesn't mean just doing something to get it done. Just to do something to get it done, and you get it done, and that's all. Service means to do something with devotion. To please the person you're serving, whether you're a husband, wife, another devotee, Krishna, the spiritual master, always work in such a way as to try to give others some benefit by whatever you do, by whatever you say.
Of course,
sometimes there's disagreement, there's sometimes arguments. But But these always should be worked out by proper religious principles. We don't take these too seriously, but always keeping the mood of serving with the desire to please. Keeping Krishna in the center. We keep our false ego in the center, then it becomes constant battle between whose false ego is right. Always keep the instructions of the spiritual master, religious principles foremost. And even if someone else doesn't understand, still, you do the right thing. When you do the right thing, then others will learn from your example. So a devotee, he's a well-wisher of everyone. She's a well-wisher. She wishes everyone as well, welfare. Prabhupada would sign his letters, A.C., your ever well wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami
Prabhupada.
Well wisher means that I wish you the best. Not like if something goes wrong in your life, I feel good. Yeah, people like that. Because when people are unhappy and they see somebody else suffering, they feel happy.
Yeah.
Material life is, if you're unhappy, I'm happy. And if you're happy, I'm unhappy. Because I'm feeling bad, and if I see you're feeling bad, then I don't feel so bad. Why should you have fun and not me? Why should you enjoy and not me? Yeah, the material world is like that. Everyone is envious of everyone else. Where's that envy come from? It comes from our envious of Krishna. When the living entity wants to be the competitor of Krishna instead of the servant of Krishna, that is called envy. Krishna is the supreme controller, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Therefore, when we want to become the controller and enjoyer, we see Krishna as our competitor, and therefore that is envy.
Sri Krishna is sarvachya niyantrak ahe, sarvachya bhukta ahe. And jyavi apnala niyantrak ani bhukta banayat astat, tyavi apan Sri Krishna na spardak manu bhakto. Ani mag ite dvesh hoto.
So a devotee wants to surrender to Krishna's control, and therefore be happy.
Parantu bhaktana matra je Sri Krishna cha niyantrana cha adhin.
I've been trying to control for so many lifetimes, and I'm still trying to control, and still I haven't got it right. We're trying to control life after life after life, and still we're not in control. But sometimes Krishna lets us think we're in control. Just like a little child, he's got a little toy car. It's got a steering wheel on it. And he's just moving the steering wheel this way and that way. And he's thinking he's driving. And the father says, oh, you're driving very nice. But he's not doing anything. The father is saying, yeah, this is child play. Let him, he's having fun, but he's not doing anything. So we're trying to control so many things, but we're becoming baffled. So when we become tired of becoming the controller, then we say, okay, Krishna, you take it. I said, Krishna, I'm going to stop being the controller. You can be the controller. Krishna is saying, you were never the controller in the first place, so you cannot give up not being the controller because you're not the controller. You just think you were. It's like if you steal somebody's money and you give it back to him, you say, just see how honest I am. So we're in this illusion that we can enjoy it and control separate, and then we're being baffled. So when we get tired, we say, okay, Krishna, I give up. And Krishna says, okay, now you let me take control. And then you become, what we say, life becomes easier. We're trying to control so much. We should try to control something. We should try to control our mind. We should try to control our senses. We should try to control the car we're driving. Those things, yeah. You can try to control your children, which is impossible. But generally, we need support in even trying to control those things. Sometimes yogis, they think, just because I'm meditating, the moon is moving. And because I'm meditating, the sun is coming up. They think like that. Everyone wants to be the controller, right? But it's all an illusion. When you have to go to the bathroom, you can't control that. So, we're always under higher, the control of higher power. So when we understand that that's part of our day-to-day life at every moment, then we can see, look for Krishna's hands in everything. Krishna says in the sixth chapter, one who sees me and everything in me, I'm never lost, nor is that person ever lost to me. Try to see Krishna in everything. Prabhupada says a person in Krishna consciousness certainly sees Lord Krishna everywhere, and he sees everything in Krishna. Such a person may appear to see all the material manifestations as separate, but in each instance he is conscious of Krishna, knowing that everything is a manifestation of Krishna's energy. Nothing can exist without Krishna, and Krishna is the Lord of everything. This is the basic principle of Krishna consciousness. So when we try to see Krishna in everything, that means that we understand that everything is happening by the mercy of the Lord. Simply, what is our position? Let me serve. That's all. So devotee serves, devotee puts no one in difficulty, Devotee is always trying to enhance the quality of his relationships with others. A devotee is always conscious how to somehow or other practice Krishna consciousness in a way that is an improvement, how to keep Krishna in the center.
आणि सदैव आपल्यामध्ये कसा सुधार घडेल आणि नाते संबंध भक्तांमध्ये कसे दृढ होतील ह्या त्याच्या मनामध्ये सदैव विचार असतो.
Okay. So I'll stop here.
थांबूया.
Any questions or comments?
मला काही प्रश्न आहेत. प्रश्न असतील तर कृपया विचारा.
Can say it in English.
Yeah. Suppose devotee is chanting, but at the time of death, if he is not able to remember Lord, suppose if he dies while he is asleep, then what is his destination? The question is that bhakta to nehmi jap karto, pan mrityucha vela jar bhagavanta tyala athavle nahi, karan dhopetat sandatatun mrityu jhala, tar mag tyachi gati
If one dedicates their life to Krishna and then somehow at the end of life for some reason cannot focus on Krishna, then Krishna will show his mercy to that person.
जर एखादा भक्त भगवंताला समर्पित असेल परंतु मृत्यूच्या वेळेस जर तो भगवंताला आठवू शकला नाही तरी भगवंत त्याला कृपा निश्चितच देतील.
There was one devotee in our movement. He was a very dear devotee to us. He was one of the first devotees that was there in New Vrindavan when we first joined. He was a very senior devotee. And for many years he was practicing seriously. Then he fell away and became less serious.
सुरुवातीच्या काळात एक भक्त होते जे आम्ही ज्यावेळी न्यू वृंदावन मध्ये भक्तीमध्ये एकत्र आलो तर ते अत्यंत वरिष्ठ आणि सर्वांना प्रिय असे भक्त होते. परंतु ते काही बरेच वर्ष त्यांनी सेवा केली, अत्यंत गंभीर होते, पण हळूहळू ते कमी कमी गंभीर होत गेले आणि त्याने भक्ती मार्ग सोडला.
And then something in his, he was about 50 years old, and then all of a sudden his life just changed tremendously. He starts speaking about Krishna every day, start reading Bhagavatam every day, start reminding others about Krishna. And this went on for a whole month, continuously. And
50 years ago, his life changed completely. He started doing Krishna related vachan every day, and for a month it
continued. And then one day, his wife went to wake him up from sleep, and she realized he wasn't there.
आणि एके दिवशी सकाळी त्यांची पत्नी त्यांना उठवायला आली आणि उठवताना लक्षात आलं की आता ते या जगात नाही आहे.
He had left his body in sleep.
झोपेतच त्याने शरीर सोडलं होतं.
But when she looked at him, he had a beautiful smile on his face.
ज्यावेळी त्यांच्या चेहऱ्याकडे पाहिलं तर त्यांच्या चेहऱ्यावर एक स्मित हास्य त्यांना दिसलं.
So Krishna had arranged for him for that last month to become real serious, to chant more, to read more, to talk about more. Krishna arranged that so because he knew that soon he would be leaving his body. That was Krishna's mercy because it, practically his whole life he was a devotee. He just fell away for a while.
Sri Krishna ne yojana banavli ki mrityucha purvi mahila asa asi yojana zali ki je sadaiva bhagavantacha smaran karat hote, jap karat hote, आणि जीवन भर ते भक्तच होते, काही काळ ते भक्ती मार्गात नव्हते.
There was a story, one Sankirtan girl. She said to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, we're out doing Sankirtan, we're out distributing your books, and if we're distributing books and somehow we die while distributing books, but we don't remember Krishna when we're dying, what will happen?"
पुस्तक वितरण करणारे जे भक्त असतात त्या संकीर्तनामध्ये मुलगी तिला प्रश्न विचारला प्रभुपादांना की आम्ही संकीर्तन करत असतो पुस्तक वितरण करत असतो त्यावेळी जर आमचा मृत्यू झाला तर मग काय होईल.
Prabhupada said, if you are distributing my books, then Krishna will force yourself into your consciousness at the time of death. One who sincerely and seriously tries to serve Krishna, and for some reason at the time of death, because of situation, is not able to remember Krishna, then Krishna will make some arrangements to purify that devotee and take her back to Godhead.
जर कोणी प्रामाणिक असेल आणि जर निष्ठावान असेल परंतु परिस्थितीमुळे तो मृत्यूच्यावेळी श्रीकृष्णाचं स्मरण करू शकला नाही तर कृष्ण नक्कीच काही योजना बनवतील जेणेकरून तो शुद्ध होईल आणि भगवत धामाला परतू शकेल.
But another devotee who says, well, my whole life I'll just work and make money and enjoy sense gratification, then when it's time to die I'll remember Krishna.
दुसरे काही भक्त असतात जे म्हणतात मी आयुष्यभर भोग घेईन खूप पैसा कमवेन आणि मृत्यूच्या वेळी मी श्रीकृष्णाचं स्मरण करेन.
Yeah, there are people like that. They worship Durga their whole life and then when they die they said, let me worship Krishna.
असे अनेक लोक आहेत जे आयुष्यभर दुर्गेची पूजा करतात आणि मृत्यू वेळी ते ठरवतात की श्रीकृष्णाची भक्ती करेन.
They worship Durga for material things and then they think, well, then if I get all material things I'll be happy, then when it comes to death then I think of Krishna.
दुर्गेची पूजा का करतात ते त्यांना भौतिक गोष्टी लाभ पाहिजे असतात आणि मग सगळं काही मिळालं आनंद झाला आणि मृत्यूच्या वेळी श्रीकृष्णांचं स्मरण
करतो. कृष्ण
कृष्ण तुम्हाला त्यांचं स्मरण करू देणार नाही.
बिकॉज यू आर चीटिंग. You're trying to take advantage. You can't cheat Shri Krishna. You have to live your life in such a way that you prepare yourself for death. And even if you somehow forget Krishna at the time of death, if you're trying your whole life to serve Krishna, then Krishna will show you his mercy. But if you do the opposite, then you will not get the mercy.
म्हणून संपूर्ण जीवन आपण प्रयत्न केले पाहिजे श्री कृष्णाचं स्मरण करण्याचा आणि तयारी केली पाहिजे परंतु जर मृत्यूवेळी परिस्थितीमुळे जर आठवलं नाही तर श्रीकृष्ण नक्कीच कृपा करतील पण या उलट जर आपण वागलो तर मात्र श्रीकृष्ण कृपा करणार नाही.
कृष्ण नोज युअर हार्ट. कृष्ण नोज युअर डिझायर. ही इज गोइंग टू रिसिप्रोकेट विथ दॅट.
श्रीकृष्णाला तुमचं हृदय तुमची इच्छा माहिती आहे आणि श्रीकृष्ण त्याच्याशी आदान प्रदान करणार आहे.
क्वेश्चन.
As per the pious deeds, does command different goals. So, is it dependent on good deeds or bad deeds? The question is that manushyacha janma ha paap punya anusar vegvegya yoni bhavto ka. That it takes different.
Pious activities are in the mode of goodness. Impious deeds are in the mode of passion and ignorance. Both are under the material energy.
जे पुण्य आहे ते सत्वगुणामध्ये होतं आणि जे पाप आहे ते रजोगुण आणि तमोगुणामध्ये होतं पण तिन्ही पण भौतिक प्रकृतीचे गुण आहेत.
Pious deeds can lead you to devotional service, but pious deeds cannot save you at the time of death.
पुण्यामुळे कदाचित तुम्हाला भक्ती मिळू शकेल पण पुण्य तुम्हाला मृत्यूपासून तुमची सुटका करू शकत नाही.
Once you practice doing pious deeds, but ultimately when one gets that opportunity, one should situate themselves nicely in devotional service. Devotional service is the supreme perfection of all activities. It's transcendental to pious and impious activities, which are both within the material modes of nature.
पुण्य कार्य आपण केलंच पाहिजे पण त्यापेक्षा ज्यावेळी संधी मिळते त्यावेळी आपण भक्तीमध्ये स्थिर झालं पाहिजे कारण भक्ती ही पाप पुण्याच्या पलीकडे आहे आणि पाप पुण्य हे भौतिक प्रकृतीचेच गुण आहे.
People who perform pious deeds but no devotional service, ultimately they get a good birth in their next life, but then again after some time they fall down from that and then they fall down into the lower modes. So no one can elevate themselves simply by pious deeds. One must come to Krishna consciousness. One must perform devotional service.
लोक पुण्य कर्म करतात आणि त्याचं फळ म्हणून त्यांना चांगला जन्म मिळू शकेल, पण परत त्यांचं अधःपतन होऊ शकतं आणि ते मग या चक्रात सुटू शकत नाही. भक्ती हाच मार्ग आहे की तुम्ही या चक्रातून सुटू शकता, म्हणून भक्तीचा अवलंब केला पाहिजे.
You cannot remember Krishna at the time of death if you just practice pious activities. Pious activities will not give you the remembrance of Krishna. It can still keep you locked up in the material energy.
पुण्य कार्य आहे तुम्हाला श्रीकृष्णांचं स्मरण होऊ देणार नाही, त्याच श्रीकृष्णांचं स्मरण होईल असं सांगता येत नाही, त्यामुळे तुम्ही भौतिक जगामध्येच बंधनामध्ये
Anyway, it says pious deeds are like it's like money. When they run out, then you become broke, bankrupt. King Nirga was performing pious activities, but then he made one mistake, and he performed one impious activity, and he had to suffer for that.
The Raja Nruga was there, and he had to do a lot of work.
The devotional service is transcendental to all pious and impious activities. It connects one directly with Krishna and it brings one to the perfection stage of life. Patience is a virtue. Krishna says, Rupa Goswami writes in Nectar of Instructions that there are six things that are necessary for success in pure devotional service.
Rupa Goswami sangta bhutte shamrut madhe ki bhakti madhe yashasvi banayta ase tar saha gun avashyak ahe.
Utsaham nishchaya darya tatat karma pravartanam sarvavitti saras what is it? Esam etayagya satsanga sarvavitti. That enthusiasm, determination, patience, chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord, avoiding the association of non-devotees, and following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, that means following the processes given by the spiritual master. These six things guarantee success in pure devotional service. Patience is one of them.
Shuddha bhakti madhe jar yash milayta asel tar he saha gun avashyak ahet. Saha gun kay ahet? Utsah rakhne, nishchay, sayam, vait sangatita tyag, changlya sangatita acharan, ani je mahan acharya ahet tyancha pan acharan. Ya saha paiki ek pramukh ahe to mhanje sayam rakhne.
You have to be enthusiastic and patient.
आपल्याला उत्साही पण असलं पाहिजे, त्याचबरोबर संयमी देखील असणं आवश्यक आहे.
If you're enthusiastic but not patient, you will give up. And if you're patient but not enthusiastic, it will take forever.
तुम्ही उत्साही असाल पण संयम नसेल तर तुम्ही सोडून जाल, आणि संयम असेल पण उत्साह नसेल तर तुम्ही इथेच राहाल.
You need to have together.
दोन्ही असणं आवश्यक आहे.
So, Prabhupada said, a woman, she gets married, now she has a nice husband, and she's thinking, where's the baby? The baby will come, but not right away.
It
takes some patience.
That's
Even the husband is there, still baby takes time. So patience.
Sayam.
You're chanting, you're serving, you're following the process. Still, you have to purify your heart. When Krishna sees that you're steady, and you're steady in your devotional service, then he starts giving the results. You have to show Krishna that you're willing to be patient. Impatience really means that I think I'm the controller. We should be eager but patient. You getting tired? You're retiring? You can face that way.
One question.
You can speak to them. Yes. Okay. Very good.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. I have one question. Krishna says in Gita,
Chaturvarna maya srista guna karnam vibhagasa tasyaham kartaham apimam vidyaya karta avyamyam. He says, according to the three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them, the four divisions of human society created by me, and although I am the creator of the system, you should know that I am yet the non-doer, being unchangeable. So in one verse he says, you're not the doer. In this verse he says, he's not the doer. Then we'll go to another verse. Okay.
Mara Sankai, Krishna Ketamani Sankai, Chatur Varna Maya Krishna, Hede Char Varna, Ashram, Varnasham Padati Jan, Maya Krishna, Tachi Nirmiti Mits Kere Jan, Ani Tin Gunanur Adhari, Nirmiti Jan, Parantu, Dari Mits Kere Jan, या पद्धतीची तर देखील मी करता नाही आहे. आणि मगाच्या श्लोकामध्ये काय म्हणतात की तू करता नाही आहेस, ते आत्मा देखील करता नाही आहे, कृष्ण म्हणतात मी देखील करता नाही. मग काय ते कोण सांगणार?
In the 18th chapter, Krishna calls the living entity Karta. Karta.
Atrava Adhyamade Krishna Atmyata Karta Mun Ule Karta.
Krishna says, says in another verse, he says, Adhishtanam tata karta karanam cha pratag vidam vididas cha pratag chestam daivam chai vatra panchamam. The place of action, the body, the performer, the various senses, the different kinds of endeavor, and ultimately the super soul. These are the five factors of action.
14 18 14 स्थान म्हणजे शरीर करता विभिन्न इंद्रिये अनेक प्रकारचे प्रयत्न आणि शेवटी परमात्मा ही पाच कारणे आहेत.
Read the translation. You did. Okay. So you're not the doer, Krishna is not the doer, material energy is not the doer.
Tumhi karta nahi aha, Krishna karta nahi aha, ani भौतिक प्रकृति देखी करता नहीं है.
Did I answer your question?
Govindadur. करता कौन है?
It's all an illusion. It's all an illusion.
हाँ भ्रम है.
No, no. The thing is, as soon as you desire, your desire puts some the material energy into action, and by that act of the material energy, so many things happen around you. The endeavor, the work, the time, the place, and then ultimately super soul is controlling. So all activities have five factors. If you think you're the only one, then that is the illusion. If you think Krishna is the doer, that is incomplete. It's a combination of Krishna through his various energies, facilitated by the desire of the living entity.
ज्या क्षणी आत्मा इच्छा करतो त्या क्षणी हालचाली घडायला सुरू होतात. मग अनेक प्रकारचे प्रयत्न आणि आपली इंद्रिय क्रियाशील बनतात. सर्व काही इच्छेनं सुरुवात होतं. तो अल्टिमेटली अंतिमतः परमात्मा जो आहे तो अंतिम नियंत्रक आहे. पण यात जर आपण असा विचार केला की मी एकटाच करता आहे, माझ्यामुळे गोष्टी करताय, हा निश्चितच भ्रम आहे. आणि फक्त कृष्णच करता आहे असा कोणाचा भ्रम असेल, सर्व काही तोच करतो असे जे लोक म्हणतात ते देखील अपूर्ण आहे. एखादी क्रिया घडण्यासाठी हे पाचही घटक काय आहे आवश्यक आहे. समजलं ना?
So by your desire, either material or spiritual, you access the various energies to bring about a result.
ज्या क्षणी तुम्ही इच्छा करता मग भौतिक शक्ती किंवा ती इच्छा भौतिक असेल किंवा आध्यात्मिक असेल तर भगवंताच्या शक्ती काय आहे हालचाली सुरू करतात आणि जे परिणाम आहे ते प्रकट होतात.
If you were the doer, then everything would work out according to your plan, but it doesn't.
तुम्ही एकमेव करता असाल असं तुम्हाला वाटत असेल तुमच्याच इच्छेनं सर्व गोष्टी घडल्या पाहिजे. तुमच्या सर्व योजना तुमच्या इच्छेनं यशस्वी करू शकता का तुम्ही?
So one has to take shelter of Krishna, engage in devotional service, and by Krishna's will, everything happens. Stay under the influence of the material energy, then your activities bring about the results of what we say inauspicious or auspicious results based on the factors of action that were mentioned in those five factors of action. Okay, so we'll stop here. Yes, or should we continue? Should we continue, or should we take prasadam, or should we have more questions?
How many? How
many want more questions? Hindi also. How many want prasadam? Okay, more questions. But let him read the questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Otherwise we'll be here for 2 weeks. Thank you. We have what is called fragmental independence. That means we can work under the influence of the spiritual energy, or we can work under the influence of the material energy. Whatever we choose, then we get the result. That's our only independence, to choose between Krishna or Maya. Krishna doesn't interfere with your independence. He allows you to act accordingly, because independence is the feature which allows one to develop love for Krishna. Without independence, there's no love. So Krishna will not force you to act in a certain way, but he encourages you. So we have our independence. So misuse of independence means to choose Maya over Krishna. So most living entities who are in the material world have chosen Maya. That's why they're in the material world. But the majority of living entities never come to the material world. They never fall here. They stay with Krishna in the spiritual world. Only a small group of living entities come to the material world.
बहुतांश असे पण लोक आहे जीव आहे जे कधीच या भौतिक जगात येतच नाही, ते नेहमी श्रीकृष्णांच्या सानिध्यात अध्यात्मिक जगामध्ये असतात. काही आहेत ते थोडेच लोक आहेत जे त्यांचं पतन होते जगामध्ये.
Next question. Material nature, the work ascribed to them, four classes of men are created by me. So one takes birth according to the activities under the influence of the material energy. If you act piously, you get a good birth. If you act impiously, you get a low birth. If you act a combination of both, you get something in the middle. But what is the use of good birth if you don't use it for Krishna consciousness? Then you have to go down after that. Just like it says, to take birth in India is a higher birth than getting birth in the heavenly planets. One who takes birth in India means that they have pious or devotional activities in previous lives. So that's a good birth. But if one does not use it for Krishna consciousness, then their next life they go down. So getting good birth is not the success, it's what you do with it. Even if one gets a low birth but becomes Krishna conscious, then their life is successful. It's like many people, they leave India, they go to Western countries to enjoy sense gratification. So next life they get a Western birth.
Right. भारतामधील अनेक पाश्चात्य देशात जातात, तिथे ते इंद्रिय तृप्ती करतात आणि मग त्यांना त्या देशामध्ये जन्म मिळतो.
सो दे गो डाउन
आणि मग ते खाली खाली जातात.
Birth in India means Varvarsya, this is Puma Bunya, a place where there is pious and devotional activities. Krishna appeared on Indian soil more than any other place in the universe. It's a special place. One who takes birth here has Bharata Bhumita Hoya Janma Karta Janma. One who takes birth in India, they have good birth and they're meant to do good for the rest of the world by becoming Krishna consciousness and preaching Krishna consciousness.
We always see in our surrounding that one who behaves, one who does bad things get always happiness, and one who does good things faces more difficulties. So why is it like this? The question is that we have to say that when we do the white work, we have to do the good work. When we do the good work, we have to do the good work.
Very well. not the answer?
Still,
it's a good answer.
How many can look at?
You know, they have the silos where they put the grains on the top. And you want to get the grains out, you open the door on the bottom. So you put the grains on the top, but you're opening the door on the bottom. So one who's performing impious activities, he's putting the grains on the top, but he's opening the door on the bottom, he's getting the results of his pious activities previously. Then soon they'll catch up to you. So one who's doing good deeds, they're putting in the top, but from the bottom they may be getting some results of bad deeds from past activities. So one may have Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Shri. One takes birth because of pious activities, they get birth in good family, they get good looks, they have wealth, they have beautiful bodily features. So when they have these qualities, what do? They use them for sense gratification. They commit sinful activities. They're putting the sinful activities in the storehouse, and soon that will come. So everything catches up. Karma doesn't come immediately, it comes after some time. There's four stages of karma. There are the reactions you're getting immediately, then the seeds you're planting for future reactions, then the seeds are growing, and then they're almost coming out, and then they're coming out. Seed, first stage, almost come out. So karma had four stages. So what you're doing now, you will get later. And what you're getting now may be what you did before. So a sinful person might be getting some material happiness, but that is simply due to their past good deeds. Soon their sinful activities will catch up. Just like the story in
Mahabharata.
At the end of the battle of Kurukshetra, Dhritarashtra, he said to Krishna, can you tell me my karma? I had 100 sons, and they were all killed, and I was born blind. Can you tell me my previous lives? Krishna said to Dhritarashtra, 100 lives ago, you were a hunter. You shot a flaming arrow into a nest of birds. There were 100 birds into the nest. They all died. The mother bird was blinded and she got away. Dhritarashtra said, 50 lives ago. Why after 50 lives? Krishna said, to have a son, you have to have pious activities. So it took you 50 lives to get enough pious activities to have 100 sons, and then your karma came. So karma works like that. What you do now, you may get the results after so many lives.
Karma asa kaarya karta. Atta jitne kele hai tasa anek karmanantar karma to phal milu shakta.
Krishna says the intricacies of karma are too difficult to understand, but you should know the principle that whatever you do, you will get the results of those activities, guaranteed.
Sri Krishna sanga ki karma chide bhuta bhutya ki gaman hai samajhna chahiye. Pan apnala te acha matra tatva samajhna avashyak hai ki je pan apan karto tyache parinam aplyala milnar hai.
The only way one can avoid the results of their material activities is take the devotional service. When they take the devotional service, pious and impious activities get burnt up by the fire of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada said, You may have been a murderer in your previous life, and therefore you have to pay for that sin by giving your own life. But you come to devotional service, you cut your finger. Bhakti is so strong that it nullifies our past karma. We may get a small little reaction. But the one who stays under the influence of the material energy, performs pious and impious activities, karma guna sangha sanjanajam sanjan or sanjanishu, that sometimes good birth, sometimes low birth, sometimes up, sometimes down. It's like this, with the children, they play on this thing called merry-go-round. It goes like this. It goes around and around, and it's going up and down, right? Yes? Sometimes up, good birth, sometimes down, low birth. But janma, mrtyu, jara, vyadi. Birth, death, disease, and old age. Birth, death, disease, and old age. Sometimes good birth, sometimes low birth, sometimes middle birth. Still, birth, death, disease, and old age. It goes on, life after life after life. And when we come to devotional service, which is the goal of life, then we can stop this up and down and round and round. And then Krishna nullifies our past karma, and in whatever activities we perform in devotional service, that brings us to the purified consciousness, where we free ourselves from material desires and develop spiritual desires. And then when we develop spiritual desires, we enter into the spiritual world. No more take birth in the material world. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, what is that verse? Janma karma chime vidyavyam de evam yo veti tattva takva deham purnam janma naiti mameti sorjana. One who knows my birth and activities in this world does not take birth again in this material world, but comes to the spiritual platform.
Krishna,
This is the most important verse in Gita, because simply by knowing Krishna, you can be free from this cycle of birth and death. Question? Mataji has a question. How to know Krishna?
Tattvata.
Krishna also says, Manusanam sahasreshu kaschid yata nisidhane yata tama visidhanam kaschid veti mamatataha. Out of many millions of persons who engage in endeavor to know me, only very few can actually know me. Only very few actually reach perfection. And those who reach perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. So it's practically impossible to know Krishna tattvata. Krishna is so great that he doesn't even know himself. He has to become Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to understand himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Radharani, trying to understand Krishna from the point of view of Radharani's love. That is the secret mystical reason why Lord Chaitanya appeared, to know himself in the mood of Radharani. But even Prabhupada says Krishna is so great that even if he knows himself, then after a while he becomes greater. So no one can know Krishna in total, but you can know Krishna enough to develop love for him. When Krishna says, one who knows the transcendental nature of my birth and activities, he means, when you know that my birth in this world and my activities in this world are divyam, they're not material, when you understand that, that is enough to purify your consciousness where you can achieve the spiritual platform. So we can know Krishna enough to get back to Godhead, but never perfectly, never completely. By Krishna's mercy. One time Prabhupada was giving lecture. And he said, now become fully Krishna conscious. And all the devotees were silent. So then Prabhupada looked, said, okay, become 90% Krishna conscious. Still nobody moved. He said, all right, become 80% Krishna conscious. Still the devotees were shocked. Then Prabhupada said, 70%, no less. And he walked off. So even to become 100% Krishna conscious is very difficult. So we should try our best, and by the mercy of the Lord, we'll reach perfection. Why? When Krishna sees you're doing, when you're giving everything, that is perfection. When you're holding back something, that is imperfection.
Krishna आणि आपण काही दाखवून देत नाही तर त्यामध्ये यश आहे. आपण काही पूर्णपणे स्वतःला देतो ती परिपूर्णता आहे, त्यावेळेमध्ये दाखवून ठेवतो ते परिपूर्णता नाही.
Sometimes Krishna says, Krishna doesn't see what you're giving, he sees what you're holding back. So everyone has enough to get Krishna, but we have to give it all. He wants complete surrender. But then he makes it easy. Just chant Hare Krishna. And dance. And eat nice foods. And read nice books. And worship me in my deity form. And have nice relationships with other devotees. He makes it easy. That's the process. So that's surrender. If we just enthusiastically do these things, that is Krishna conscious. To chant enthusiastically, to be eager to serve, to be eager to worship, to be eager to take prasadam, to be eager to dance. All these things should be done with enthusiasm, eagerness. Look forward to it. That's all. Krishna just sees how much you want, you're willing to give. That's all. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is for everyone. Everyone can achieve Krishna consciousness if they just are enthusiastic. That's all. It's like I see all of you, many of you have left, but still some are here. Still are here. You're eager to hear. This is a quality of enthusiasm, to be eager to hear. To be eager to hear. This means you're serious. When you're eager to hear, you're eager to learn, you're eager to understand, you're eager to apply. Krishna says in Gita, Maya Shakta Manaparta Yoga Yunja Marasraya Asamsaya Samagra Mangita Tyasiti Tatschanu. Krishna says, now hear, O son of Partha, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. So he says, hear. So you have to hear, Prabhupada says, you have to hear about Krishna from Krishna's devotee. That is the process.
योगाभ्यासाद्वारे माझ्यावर मन आसक्त करून तू मला पूर्णपणे निसंदेह कसा जाणू शकशील ते आता ऐक. श्रील प्रभुपाद म्हणतात ते ऐक म्हणतात श्रीकृष्णाने म्हणते म्हणजे आपण श्रीकृष्णांचा संदेश श्रीकृष्णांच्या प्रतिनिधी करून ऐकला
पाहिजे.
आणखी काही प्रश्न आहेत?
Okay, so we stop, have kirtan and prasad. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Premanandi Hari 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 Bo. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna
आणि पाच
प्रसंग आपने संधि लेकिन आपल्याला उपलब्ध आहे म्हणजे उद्या सकाळी लेकिन श्रीमद भागवतम मध्ये प्रवचन देणार आहे. तर या सर्व त्यांनी आपल्याला दिव्य संघ दिलेला आहे. हरिभोल
महाप्रसाद प्रायोजित केला.